nice, Jean, to know that others can hear your voice, than that otherwise, if I were to not record this, then if I were to relay a message to someone else, it would be simply misinterpreted by my...
Yes, I recall people do
yes,
that.
You see, so I think by having these recordings, one can hear exactly what was said and what was...
Each will interpret this according to his own needs and beliefs.
Yes. But at least I know how messages are carried on from one to another by the word of mouth, and they're always distorted by the time they pass on to 10 people, and the story itself is no longer as it was originally said. So,
this is true.
The other thing I wanted to say is that, I mentioned the honesty, but is the idea that to understand to them who are listening that, and to you too, Jane, that
as to them, who do you speak of?
Those that you make reference to, they give you permission, they give you direction, they tell you what to do, and
I know that this is a mystery to you, and you are curious about who they are, and I speak of them as they, because names would be meaningless to you if I were to give you a name.
Well, names, Jane, are really meaningless in every sense of the word. It's only an identification. But I'm more interested in the belief in the Godhead and the God figure, whether I also know and understand that Satan does exist also. And we have many cults here in this world who have voices speak through them that are very much satanically oriented, and who spew out a philosophy that's contrary to Christ and contrary to the Holy Spirit. So, and as I said, it's not so much that the name is of any interest except for Jesus Christ. That is the content of what is being said that is of most interest to me. Whether the content of what is being spoken is accordance and with accordance to the Holy Scriptures and God's Word.
Everyone progresses in his life on earth at a different rate, and some learn virtually nothing about themselves. Others, I might say that the reason that we come, that we are given a body, we are to, how can I explain this? Yeah.
I'll understand it, Jane. I think you...
It is like a circle. If you begin at a point on that circle, which is where you are born into a body, if you understand, and you progress around that circle, you are going forward, you are at that time going away from your point of origin, which is your creator, away from God, and discovering yourself as a person. That is your purpose, to become that individual. And as you proceed along that circle, you eventually go back. And that is the purpose. No one ever, while they are on earth, goes more than halfway. It is impossible to go more than halfway, because the latter part, the proceeding back to God, must be done after.
Would you say this like the rotation of the earth around the sun? It simply follows an orbit, but it must come back to its original point at some time. Would that be a fair analogy?
Yes. Yes, we all must the problem with so many is they do not realize that that is what they must do. Now, when the first area that anyone arrives in is designed to be comfortable for that spirit, that soul, and they may have whatever they need around them to be comfortable, and it may appear very much like their surroundings.
Jane.
Yes.
I'm sorry, no, continue, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
If you have a question, that is all right.
I had a question that always perplexed me, and perhaps I think I understand it. Perhaps from your vantage point you may explain it more thoroughly to me. In that area I think that you would have more wisdom and understanding than I do. Is that there are so many people who are born into this world who are invalided and who have malfunctions as you had when you came into this world and you were born into this world with a lame leg, and so many others are born with a deformation of some kind. Now, why is this happening? Why does this happen?
Why is it allowed? I think that has been asked since the beginning.
Please understand, I opened the Bible the other day and my finger pointed to, "Oh man, who are you to question God?" Please understand, I am not questioning God. I only want to understand this better.
I believe you know. It is allowed. Sometimes it is caused by the person themselves. In other cases, it is allowed so that that person may learn.
What about illness and disease? Please understand, I work with a physician. I work with people in helping them through certain illnesses and disease. My wife has an illness that's a very severe one and lasting for over 6 years now. And I am at a loss to understand the reason and the purpose. However, please, I'm not trying to question God's wisdom, but it would be nice for me to understand it at least. Could you give me a greater insight or an enlightenment as why does disease exist in this world today?
For that reason, sometimes the person causes it. Sometimes I do believe I have been told that God will permit great destruction of people. Widespread is what I mean.
Okay.
For his own purpose, I do not know what that is. When we speak of individuals, very often their problems are for their own benefit. It does not seem as a benefit. It seems as a curse. But it is for their enlightenment, their education, and but most do not understand how that was of any help to them until after they have reached this place. Sometimes when I say this place, I speak of where I am, which is not the first area you go to, because very often there they do not understand. You may be interested in this if we believe that we will carry that affliction with us. We do. Until you no longer believe it. So what we believe is very, very important. Would you be patient, please, for one moment?
Yes.
I do believe that she should come back this time. However, before I go, I would like to ask you what you think now. Will this be of any benefit to you?
At this point in time, I don't, how can I say, the understanding that I have from others. Please understand, I am searching for understanding, not belief, because I do believe in the Father. I believe that there are, progress goes on, and that things do take place at given points in time. And I would like to know more as to what purpose and the reason for all this to be happening to us here and myself. Why am I listening to Jane Tweed? Why am I listening to this?
Because you choose to. You may choose not to do that.
That's quite true, but does a physician have a choice when he has obligated himself to help people? Mm. To back away from it?
Well, a physician has many things that he may use. He has, if I recall, instruments that he uses and medications. Mm-hmm. And many aids, however, he must decide how he will use them, and the instruments do not tell him how it is done.
Then do you think, in your opinion, then that this person that you are speaking through is an instrument that is being used for a purpose of communication?
That is her function at this time.
Yes. Let me express a little different belief.
If I may interrupt you.
Please.
I may not linger for a long time. I must leave.
I'm sure you know her condition better than I do.
Yes.
And therefore I will leave it up to your judgment. And to...
I have been told that it would be best if we not have a lengthy conversation at this time.
All right, I am...
That is all right.
Am I permitted to ask one more question? Please, it's your choice.
Yes, go ahead.
And you don't have to answer this time, but you may want to at another time that we will communicate. Is in this day and age here now, there are these objects that are coming from space, who have vehicles that are traveling through space, and there seems to be some danger that is prevalent throughout the whole world. And I believe they existed during the time of the prophets and Ezekiel and many others. You need not to answer this, but I would like perhaps a different insight on that, that I believe there's a higher intelligences. They're far, far more advanced than we are. And it would be good for me perhaps to understand the purpose for this happening. You may not want to answer this now, but if you perhaps at another time.
I do not know if they wish to speak to you regarding that, or that has not been mentioned to me.
All right, that's it.
I will inquire.
Yes, if you will, I'd appreciate that, because this has been my greatest interest. My theory, or not belief, but my understanding that these are extremely high intelligences that are traveling through at this point in time, and perhaps are able to take people and communicate to us for some unknown reason, and I have no idea as to what the reason and purpose is for all this taking place. My trust is only in God and in Christ. Do you wish to leave now?
Do you feel as skeptical as you did?
In regards to what?
I believe I said to you that you will be reassured as you listen. I think that is true.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I must leave.
All right, thank you then. And
it would be helpful that when you believe she is back.
I'll sense it and know it, yes.
Would you take her hand, please?
All right. Now or later?
After I have gone, do you know when that is?
I have a deeper inner intuitive sense. I seem to know it when it happens. I don't know why or how I know it, but I seem to know it.
Right.
If I were to touch your hand, if I were to touch the hand now, do you, as Jane Tweed, feel my hand?
I do. No.
Then you must feel something from me then too. What do you sense, Jane?
It is the same as was there before. I must leave.
All right. Won't you be free of any ill effect? Won't you be free of any stress or any tension of any kind that may have been placed on you as a result of this experience? And when I count to five now, you'll be totally free of any stress emotionally, of any interferences of any kind, that you may be totally yourself in every respect, complete and whole, and intact in mind, in spirit, and body, and to retain that individuality and wholeness that God gave you when you were created, when God created you. For He knew you in your mother's womb. I want you to be that total, intact self, complete and whole in every respect. When I say five, you may open your eyes. One, slowly and gradually feeling better, no discomfort, no stress. Two, you are relaxed, your thoughts are clear, your mind is clear. Feeling your entire self, total individual self. Three, your thoughts are clearing, your mind is clear of any any encumbrances, of any conflict or disturbances that serves no useful purpose to you, retaining your full individuality, intact and complete. Four, you feel a sense of peace within yourself, towards everyone, retaining the trust in God. And five, wide awake and alert now. Five, wide awake and alert in every way.
Oh, boy.
Did you have a nice sleep?
I had quite a...
So what was your experience?
Really wild. How long did we do this?
It was roughly, let's see, this 45...
Oh.
About an hour and maybe
oh.
10 minutes or so.
Well,
let me see. Got you about an hour and
Well, it still seems very short in comparison.
Yeah.
I really went on a trip.
Oh, well, tell me about it.
First, I was flying.
Do you have wings?
No, I don't think so. But I was flying over houses and I don't know where. I was looking down on houses and fields. Everything was very pretty. Green, the fields were very green. You know, that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. It looked very nice.
Did you have a destination that you flew
didn't
to?
Didn't seem to. I did. Well, yeah, maybe so. I think I've lost some of it. I think, I don't know, maybe there was a transition. I can't remember how we got some. There was somebody with me.
Somebody with you?
Yeah. I said, wait. I don't mean I saw anyone. I just seemed to have someone with me. I was being shown a
Somebody took you on a tour?
yeah. I saw some people. Then I was in another place. I don't know how I got from flying to there.
And what was the other place like?
Oh, I don't know. It was, I saw a woman. I wondered if it might be Jane. I don't know what she looks like. This woman, you'll have to ask her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was wearing a dress that I would think might be the right time period. She didn't talk to me. She looked at me. She looked very nice. Younger than I am, I think. But not really young. She had brown hair. And I don't know enough about what the fashions were at that time to know. But she had a long dress, a long dark dress on. And she was smiling at me.
Yeah, she said some things personal about you, but she didn't say what they were. She was very protective of you. Somewhere she said that as a teenager, that you were in a very dark place, and that she took you out of this very dark place and brought you into a light, into a lighter place. But she didn't describe the place or anything, so.
Well, maybe when I hear that.
Yeah. Maybe it'll come to you then what it is.
I don't know.
But she said she wanted to tell something about you, and I told her that perhaps I should take the recording off, and she said it wasn't necessary. But then she said that you would know that it was in your earlier years, in your teenage years. Yeah, I think it was teenage years, before you were married anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That you were in a dark place, and that she took you from this dark place and brought you into a lighter place.
Lighter place.
Yeah, and she said that you would know and that perhaps you'd want to share it with me to be able to, so I could help you better
about
it.
Could you find that on the tape and let me listen to it? We don't have time now.
Because I have somebody coming in about 10 minutes maybe.
Well, I mean, you couldn't find it right quick, just that spot.
Oh, no, I don't even know what part of the tape it was. I'll make a copy of this tape. You can hear home yourself. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to listen to it at home. You know what I mean?
Okay.
What I'd ask about the training and about the things you wanted to know. Yeah, it wasn't. She said it wasn't training. It was more of a guidance and more of a direction rather than training. In other words, she said she disclaimed that she's an angel, but that she is a guardian, and she has been your guardian since she was a little small girl, whatever that means. So, and that everybody seems to have that someone, that guardian, that guides them, according to her.
But she's not an angel?
No, she said those are higher beings than what she is.
It's terminology.
Yeah.
Get our terminology straight.
Well, that, you see, I got to be careful what I say. Was Anne, Tom Brown, or who, you know? The difficulty in any communication is that even though the word may be the same, but the content of the meanings of the word may be different in different people, mm-hmm. even if you understand the word, you see. So it's awfully hard to communicate.
She say a lot? That's all she said about me.
That's all it was, yeah, about you personally.
I have an idea of what she might
do. But she did say you were too tired today and that she didn't think that you wanted to.
Oh.
That she said that in your condition it wasn't necessarily
condition. Yeah, I was very tired. I went home. I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I really got weak while I was shopping.
Yeah.
I went home and I laid down. For a while.
Well, maybe a flu or something like that.
No. I think it's
not. Okay.
I think it's just from not eating.
That's right too. Your fasting. I forgot about it.
Yeah.
She mentioned the fasting too.
What did she say about that?
I don't remember. And there's an hour, an hour and 20 minutes
I'm
of tape.
Sorry.
And, no, that's okay. Look, you have a right to inquire. I mean, it doesn't mean that I can remember it just because you asked.
I have an idea of what she means.
Yeah. Tell me more about. Because we're taping this, so tell me more about the experience itself that you had in the whole thing.
It's really very strange this time. It started out the same way as it always had. And as soon as I got through that tunnel-like place, then I was just flying.
But as you were flying, you could see?
I could see. It wasn't that high, but I could see. I don't know where it was. It wasn't any place I recognized, but I don't know if I'd recognize even. Didn't look like Thousand Oaks.
Well, since you never flew above Thousand Oaks, could you recognize it?
I did too.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. When we flew to San Francisco, I could see my house.
Yeah. Oh.
Because from the airport, when you got over the ocean and you cut back over, they came right in, right by. You know, you could see Port Hueneme, and I could tell by the road. And the field across from the house, and the mountain coming, the mountains come right down and end right there, right across from my house. So you can, kind of points to it. So we could see our house, and we weren't that high at that time. It was before, they got all the way up. Mm. But it wasn't my house. We weren't that high.
Did you go into a dream again this time, or did you just...
I don't know what it was.
Well, you said it was so strange. What was... strange about
it? There were people there. I mean, after I got through flying, I saw her, this woman, and there were people there. And
was it a society, or was it, could you describe it now
well, they seemed like people, but they didn't seem like people. I mean, not like ordinary people that you see. They were...
They were human then?
I don't know. They didn't look right. They weren't clear anyway.
They weren't what?
They weren't clear. I couldn't see them clearly. They were...
Were there buildings there, houses or landscapes?
No. That time I just saw the people. And I think they were talking to me. But when I came back, it seemed different. I didn't hear any noise coming back. Mm-hmm. Did at the beginning. I didn't hear any noise. First thing I heard was, not the noise, was you.
What was the first word you heard me say? To know at what point in time you heard me saying whatever it was I was saying.
I don't know, because it's very hazy.
Okay.
I could hear you talk. I mean, I can hear you and I know it's you. I don't know. I'm just glad when I know that it's you and
yeah.
You're there and everything's okay.
Yeah. Thanks for having all that confidence in me.
Well, I wouldn't like it if you didn't talk to me. I wouldn't know that I was back here where I'm supposed to be until I opened my eyes.
Mm.
You know, mm-hmm. I wouldn't like that. That would be, anyway, it's nice to know.
Well, it's reassuring to hear a familiar voice in any case.
Yes. Yeah. It was very different this time. I don't know. Guess it was a dream. It just wasn't anything like the dreams I had before, which were all just ordinary dreams being in places, even if I didn't know where the places were.
What do you feel it is from a deeper intuitive self as Anne? What do you think about this all, and what do you feel as Anne, the person?
No,
without
mean,
hearing anything else that anybody told you, just from a deeper intuitive self, do you think it's part of your own mind, or do you think it's something else? Or
no, I think it's something else. But that always kind of scares me when I think that. I don't know, that doesn't make much sense, I know.
You haven't remembered anything of the content of what we spoke about then? Of what Jane and I spoke then?
Oh, no.
No memory of it at all?
I guess that knowing that there's always the possibility that this could be coming from some part of my mind always scares me. And then when I think it isn't, because it sounds
and that
so
scares you too then.
Yeah, it sounds so creepy, you know.
Yeah.
Sounds so kooky.
Well, there hasn't been any harm come to you from this, has there?
No. No, it doesn't seem to be.
In fact, what Jane said, evidently that you seem to have improved a lot, and she said that you seem to be stronger than what you give yourself, that I remember. She said that you are much stronger than what you give yourself credit for. Not in those words, but in that meaning.
In what way? You mean to do
know.
This?
I know. No, just that you are stronger than what you believe you are.
Is she talking about the fasting then?
No, an overall statement, I think, as a general statement.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. She knows, huh? She has a lot of confidence in me, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Wish I had as much in her. Can we stop that tape?
You don't want to tape it now? Oh, okay, sure. Sure.
Oh,
well, pardon me?
You have to go.
I don't know yet. I have to wait to see if someone came in
okay.
the waiting room or not.
All right.
Someone was supposed to be
anything.
Here at 5:45, you know, and maybe they won't find it or whatever. I don't know. Let me check out there, see if someone's there. Anyway.
Okay,
so we'll cut the tape off then.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me date this. What date was this?
Friday the 13th.
Well, didn't seem to have any hard luck over this.
I didn't think about that until just now. Good
okay.
thing.
June, Friday the 13th.
June, yeah, okay. June.